Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Bless. Everybody lift your hands. It's the first Sunday of the year. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Worship him from the depths of your heart. Bless him. Worship him. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for bringing us to this point in the beginning of another year. This is why we have the assurance that this year will be awesome and beautiful for us. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody say, amen. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank you for that. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Please be an extension of my hand. Let me welcome the person beside you to this wonderful service this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those of you at the back there, if you don't have any business there, please move to the congregation. The crowd at the back is a distraction for me, okay? If you don't have no business there, I don't want to see you there. Just sit in the congregation, please. Praise the Lord. So this is 2020 and we want to welcome you into this year. Amen. Amen. It's going to be a glorious year for us in Jesus' name. Amen. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Your amen, it's like Amatan is catching your amen. I said this year will be glorious for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God spoke to us that year 2020 will be for us a year of supernatural speed.
Amen.
I'm in the first excited about that. Glory to God. However, we need to take a careful look into that word, because speed in the wrong direction is dangerous. It's also speed, but it's in the wrong direction. It can be very dangerous. And I told us during the crossover night, I'll be going over, we went through 20 prayer points, 20 instructions, and 20 prophetic declarations. Okay? That's what God gave us during the crossover, and we have it on our website. If you're not on our website, please kindly go there. It's there. It's there. During the announcement, please, can you put a link or something like that on the slide, so that they'll be able to see where the website is. So you go there and check it and use it to pray in your personal, private time. But during the, today is an anointing service and also Thanksgiving. Two things we're doing together, because it's the first Sunday, it's the beginning of the year. It's important we begin with God and we begin with the anointing of God. The anointing of God upon our life is what makes things easy for us and help us to get things done. Moses told God, he said, I am not going from here. He said, carry us not thence if your presence will not go with us. If your presence will go with us, let's go. If your presence won't go, who could kill me here? That was what Moses told God. That's how important the presence of God, the anointing of God is. So I'm going to be laying hands. See, the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And he outran the chariots of Ahab. So by reason of the hand of the Lord coming upon Elijah, there was supernatural speed. So my hand is just a point of contact for God's hand to come upon you today, and that shall be your experience in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So I want us to be ready. By the end of the summer, we'll have an anointing service. I told all of us to bring anointing oil, bottles of anointing oil. If you're not able to bring it, it's all right. You can bring it next week and we'll still pray over it. Something you use in your privacy, just anoint yourself as the months run by. However, we will pray for those who brought it this morning. Pray over your anointing bottles. But we'll pray over this one as well. And then we'll anoint everybody. Because we know the anointing is what gets the job done. Praise God. The anointing brings favor of God upon your life. It brings grace upon your life. It makes things easy for you. It just arranges things for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The anointing of God makes you to be at the right place at the right time. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was going to go and barb yesterday somewhere around the house. You know, because I already gave my car out. So I wanted to take a bike. So I was in front of the house. I was going to take a bike to the place. And I stopped the bike and I got on the bike. And one car just parked. He said, no, drop him. I was telling the bike man. So I dropped him. I don't know him. I never met him. So I was thinking, I hope this guy doesn't want to kidnap me. The way he came down, I said, stop. So I got down. And he said, the bike can go. He said, don't take bike, sir. Come and enter my car. I said, okay. So I entered the car. You can't kidnap me. You can't kill me either. It's me that can kill you. So I entered the car. And he kept on driving. He didn't say anything. So I said, I'm not sure I remember this face. He said, well, I'm a member of Kisses and Us Club. I said, okay. I live in Abuja, but I came home for the holidays. And I recognized you right away. And I wasn't dressed as a pastor. I was wearing a jeans and a black t-shirt and a canvas. No, not a pastor. So he took me there and dropped me. And I said, thank you, God bless you. And I went to the barbing salon. But I noticed from outside, he didn't go. He was there. So he came out, paused for a while, and then brought out his purse and was counting money. I said, continue to count. The anointing of God is upon me. Continue to count. He counted sufficient, I won't tell you the amount, sufficiently large amount, put it in an envelope and came inside. I said, this is for you, sir. So I escorted him outside and prayed for him. But what I'm saying, the reason I said that was, you know, when I got home, I told my sons, I said, it's good to be a pastor. They said, the reason I said that was, okay, I wanted to go and bab. Why did I go at that point in time? Why not 5 minutes earlier? I would have missed him. Why not 5 minutes after? What if I've taken a bike? As I got on the bike, that was when he drove past and stopped. So it is the anointing of God that arranges your path for such. I could have missed it. Oral Roberts said, opportunities are passing us by every day. Every day, opportunities. We don't get to see, so we think it's not there. Just like I could have missed that favor, and then I would be like, oh, things are not really happening. But things are supposed to happen for you. Are you here with me? And so this anointing that is coming upon your life, the same grace over my life, the grace of God, will come over your life and make things easy for you. Amen. You will be at the right place at the right time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That is what it means to be a year of speed. Okay, for example, that large amount, if I needed it, okay, so I would have to, okay, let me believe God for it. But because of speed, somebody brought it. Drove right past my house at the nick. I mean, that was the only time I went out throughout the day. That can only be God. And you know, I wanted to go and barb. Then my kid said he want to barb as well. So I said, I can't go together. I've been sitting down there for you people. I said, okay, you go there. I said, so chat me up once the place is free. Well, there are usually a lot of people there. Chat me up when the place is free so I can come there. So they went. And so Dogza called me and said, Dad, you can come now. So that's when I came out. You see, all of those things worked out together for that particular moment in time. You will not miss your moment in 2020. In the name of Jesus. That God is not helping, put that aside. What you should pray for and seek for is to be aligned to what God is about to do in your life. Are you following me here? God is awesome. God is awesome. I said God is awesome. People will have dreams. I said there's something in their dream that they are giving money. I said, you dream right. So they will send the money. Am I the one that appears in somebody's dream? No. Who orchestrated all of that? It has to be God. The first car we ever drove was given to us by someone who said she had a dream and God told her, this is not your car, go give it out. God is awesome. Hallelujah. I'm telling you all these things so that you can believe God for possibilities. If you have it in your mind that these things are not real, it will never come in your direction. The first thing is to open up your mind. Open up your spirit to the possibilities of God. What is it that God cannot do? The only limit you have is your mind. It's believing. If you can believe, you will experience awesomeness this year in the name of Jesus. It's a year of what? Supernatural speed. And I was telling also during the watch night service, I said, look, don't think 2020. Think what? A decade. Why? Because 2020 is special. It's the beginning of a decade. And believe you me, 10 years, it looks far away. It's very short. Before you know it, 2030 is before you. Now, 10 years, a decade, might look so short, but there are a lot of things you can do within that year. Are you following me? As in, if you are single, as singular now, by the end of this decade, you could have had 3 children. How many of you are thinking like I'm thinking now? The decade of 1990, I was in secondary school, writing SSC. Are you following me? By the end of that decade, I was married. I was writing SSC in 1990. 99, I was married. So don't think marriage is far away. Do you want to marry at 60? It's almost here with you. And most of you here have passed secondary school already. So you should know that marriage is knocking. And the way marriage operates now, if you don't go for it, it will come for you. So this one that I'm not... Tell your neighbor, be ready. Anything can happen. This year, for example, a lot of marriages will take place. Amen. In Shouts of Grace Center. Amen. Believe you me, before the end of this year, I will officiate in marriages. Amen. Plenty. And we will eat jollof rice. Our assistant pastors will marry this year. Whether they like it or not. I'm not talking of this decade though. I said this year. So shall it be. Ashegun. Hallelujah. Alright, so I want to think decade. Don't think 2020. So I was married in 1999 and I was newly married guy in 1999. By the time another decade was beginning in 2000. By the time a decade was beginning in 2000, I was just newly married. But before the end of that decade, I had all my kids. 2000 to 2010. Between 2010 and 2020, which we are in right now. Two of them are in the university. You see how things move so fast. So stop looking at yourself as, oh, I'm still growing. You are grown already. Unless you are 12, 13, 14, and there's nobody like that here. So all of you I'm seeing here, some of you are even your 24, 25. Oh, this means by the end of this decade, you are like 35. Some of these ladies you see that, you know, single girl, you see them by the end of the decade, they will be multiplied and abundantly. Eh? Because children will have started coming. All the lepacious figure will have disappeared. So think a decade. At the end of this decade, some of you will have 3, 4, 5 companies that you are managing. By the end of this decade, some of you will have traveled into 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 nations of the world. What is coming upon you this morning is the anointing of God that makes things easy. One guy went for prayer with a man of God and he said, all my mates have gone ahead of me. Please pray for me. So he prayed for him. God's favor comes upon you. Speed come upon you. Divine acceleration come upon you. He met him 5 years after. The pastor was in the regular economy class ticket on the airplane. The guy was in first class. The pastor was annoyed. The person I prayed for, inside first class. So he went to him to ask him, what's going on? He said, well, pastor, your prayer is working, sir. See, after you prayed for me, I got a job with United Nations. And the position I have, all my friends, when they heard about it, they wanted to come over. I was now the one giving them job. This is the guy that was complaining, my mates have gone ahead of me because of speed. So the pastor said, the brother had words of cash and he was counting. He said, keep counting. Keep counting. Hello, somebody. God will honor you.
Amen.
This decade will be beautiful for you.
Amen.
Things will work in your favor.
Amen.
Do you know what speed is? Because just as there is speed, there is delay. Something you should have done in 5 years, taking 15 years. Are you following me? Writing jam 10 times. What's the meaning of that? Speed will come over your life in the name of Jesus. There are people who leave school into nice job, into nice family, and everything's just working out fine. And there are people who get out of school with first class, and 5 years after, there's no good job. What's the difference? Speed. The race is not to the swift. It's not about the fact that you are brilliant or that you have business acumen. So what? The anointing of God must come upon you. The enablement of God. What makes things easy for man, for men? That the devil and the demons will see you and say, this one is marked. Leave him. Let him go. Are you following me? There are people who are attacked by witchcraft and they leave a certain location and move to another place and they think they have escaped. The witches in that place will look, the mark of victims on this one. Let's continue his suffering for him. The same way there's a cause of, see, when you see somebody's house burned down, the person has accident, children die, what do you say? Say there's a cause upon this person. Why would you say there's a curse? Because negative things, bad, terrible things are happening to the person. So you say there's a curse upon him because you can see a trail of negative things. The same way when you say the blessing of God is upon you, you see a trail of beautiful, wonderful, great things happening in your life. You are blessed. When you are blessed, you begin to see it evidenced in your life. Things become very easy for you. It will become very easy for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine by the end of this decade I'll be praying for 68th birthday. Just imagine. It's not far away. Think about it. How old are you right now? Add to it. And think like you are in that 10th year already by this year we are in 2020. You think a decade. Also, it's good to sit down and do an autopsy of the last decade. Look at your life in the last 10 years. If you have been disobedient, where has your disobedience gotten you to? If you have refused to pay tithe, where is that refusal? Has it gotten you to? If you've been arguing with God, where has it gotten you to? If you've been running from God, how has it been? Review it. Think about it. 10 years ago and now. How was it? How was it 2010? Where were you? What were you doing? Can you see measurable progress? Can you say your life has advanced? Can you say God has been good? Or do you feel satisfied by the progress you have in your life? This is 2020. Another decade is beginning. And somebody said, it's only fools that expect a different result when they keep doing the same thing over and over again. In other words, if you look at your last 10 years and you didn't like it, or you believe there's more to me than this, then you need to make certain decisions this morning. So that the 10 years that went by will not be replicated in the next 10 years. Are you following me? They are conscious efforts. It's one thing to pray, which is what we are doing. I'm going to pray for you. Release God's anointing. But after we have prayed for you, There are things you have to do. Give me that scripture. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. 1 Kings 18 or so. And the Bible says he gathered up the loins of his garment and he ran. Are you following me? The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And if you notice, the Bible described the hand of the Lord as something very heavy and supernatural. By the time Jesus will be raised from the dead, the Bible says the arm of the Lord has brought us salvation. Literally, God reached out his arm into the depths of hell to lift up Jesus from the dead. The Bible says he created the heavens and the earth by the stretching forth of his hands. By the stretching forth of his hands. That's how he created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says he created the stars and the moon in place by the hands. So, that same hand was what came upon Elijah. What kind of power can be ever greater than that? So something heavily supernatural came upon Elijah and then he ran. But before he could run, despite all of God and all of the anointing coming upon him, the Bible says he had to gird up the loins of his garment. You see, something supernatural came upon him, but despite that, there are things he has to do physically. Are you following me? He has to tuck in his clothes so that the anointing that came upon him can be maximized. So we don't sit down by saying, oh, the hand of the Lord is upon him. Pastor has anointed us. Let's go and sit down. No. You have to gird up the loins of your garment, of your mind, and tidy up things and confront weaknesses and sin and things that are delaying you and bringing you back and messing you up. You confront them so that what you can run with the anointing of God upon your life. Look at it. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah. He gathered up his loins and ran. Come on, say guarded. So the guarding part is what I want to show us this morning quickly before I pray for us. Alright? My job will not be complete if I just anoint you and then you go. It could just be another exercise of anointing and then you come back 6 months and say, this thing does not work now. See, because after you have been anointed, there are things you have to do. That's what I want to show us. Are you ready to look at those things? Alright, give me that diagram quickly. I've made it very easy for us to understand some of these things, okay? Make it very easy for us. So you look at the word shelter. It will help you to remember. It will help you to remember. Now I divided them on basic things, things to pursue, and then things to avoid. Alright, so let's look at the basic things. Those basic things, those ones are non-negotiable. Things you have to consciously put into your life now, if they are not there, if you really want to make any progress. I've been pastoring for over 20 years. I've counseled thousands, and I mean it, one-on-one thousands of couples. Online, through video chats. I've listened to experiences. I can share with you experiences that people went through that will make your ears to tingle. Like when somebody called me on phone and said, Pastor, I need your prayer. I do understand my husband. Whenever he sleeps, he wake in the middle of the night, he won't be aware, then he will start to wriggle like a snake on his bed. And he will begin to spit out like a snake. And he could do that for hours. He said, at that point in time, I won't be able to sleep. When I wake up and I tell him you are behaving like a snake, he won't remember anything. I can tell you very strange experiences. Are you following me? And I'm showing you from the scripture this morning that there are things you need to put into your life if they are not there. I've been teaching these things towards the end of last year. So, shelter. S there is for what? It's for service. That was what we read in our confession this morning. S is for what? Say it again. S is for what? Service. Something is abnormal for you to say you belong to a local assembly and you are not serving. Something is terribly wrong. The equation of your destiny is not complete. something will always be missing out. Those things I put that I said basic, they are covenant demands from God. That you have no choice. This one is not about, I don't want. Are you following me? These are things that you must do in order to go forward. I can preach you happy this morning and shout and scream and put oil on your head and then you go. If you don't guard up the loins of your mind like Elijah, despite the anointing of God coming upon him, he won't be able to run. There's anointing for speed, but his loins, his clothing material will slow him down. There can be anointing of God coming upon your life this morning such that by the end of this decade, you will have done a lot of things and started a lot of companies or started a lot of businesses, have about 500 employees under you, and you travel to 10, 15, 20 nations. What if you don't guard up the loins of your mind? That person can still be looking for a job, writing an application. And the anointing is there. You see that scripture yourself? The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, but he has to guard up the loins of his mind. He has to confront himself, deal with his weaknesses, look at himself and say, these things you are doing are no good. You've got to stop this, you've got to stop that, you've got to move away from this. And that's one of the things we are not ready to do in our generation. We are not ready to confront ourselves. We just want people to tell us things that are pleasant to our ears. You don't like confrontation. You don't like being told the truth. But you know what is the truth that will set you free? Let me tell somebody, the truth is what will set you free. Service. You have to serve. In the book of Exodus, he said, look, you will serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and bless your water. It's something you do to him, and then he does it back to you. You can't be a member of a church and you are doing nothing. Find something to do. Find a unit to join. You can't decide to come to church when you want. Just come lazily. Service is ending 11, you are coming 10:30. Spiritual irresponsibility. And we are saying it's a year of speed. Yeah, there's no speed on your part to prepare and come to church. You just come at your own time. So there's nobody that will do it. Something you can't try with your lecturer, you want to try with God. How smart is that? And then you know that your whole life depends on God blessing you. Especially if you're in Nigeria. If you're not blessed by God, you are finished in this country. Everything is against you. Everything is moving on negativity. People get out of school, no job. You write jam, you pass, no admission. Why? Because all the senators have filled in the slots with their own kids. That is if they have not sent them away. Even if they are sent them out of the country, then their cousin and their brother, sister, auntie, everything is filled. So every university you see slots. Slots for senators, slots for governor. So the person that does not know governor, you better know God. And God has the longest leg in this world. The Bible says the heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. So you call yourself a believer and you are not attuned with God. You are cheating yourself. You can as well just go and become a herbalist. And be kind. I'm telling you the truth. You are a believer. Nobody serves God halfway. When you're not a prisoner. Prisoners are suffering. They will deliberately cook their food halfway. Halfway. And serve them. You don't serve God halfway. God doesn't want you to serve him halfway. Look at your Bible very well. God demands everything from you. Separate yourself. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Bring you all the offerings. God is demanding everything. All of the time. If you think God is a type that you can do what you want with him, you have not started. God doesn't operate that way. Whatever I want. No. It tells you what to do. It's theocracy, not democracy. Theocracy. God will put his hand upon a man and say, this is my priest. You better follow him and listen to him. And say, what is it? Is he only pastor? We too can become pastor. Okay. It doesn't work that way with God. The Bible says, many are called, few are chosen. God will, you look at Bishop Edipo, you're angry. You can't be angry. God called him. God called him. The results are too massive. Somebody opening a university like opening a shop. Try it. God called him. Is he the only one? Well, by the time 50,000 people give him offering, that's where he's getting his money from. Okay, start your own church too, so that 50,000 people can give you money. This thing is grace. It's by election. And all those pastors, we don't even know what they are doing. It's a lazy man job. I want you to start your own church. Don't even start church. Just do seminar. Try and gather 20 people and see how easy it is. Are you following me? So service is very important. The church is a family. So you have daddy. Your pastor is your daddy. You have mommy. Your pastor's wife is your mommy. You have uncles, assistant pastors. You have senior brothers, HODs. So you and your family at home. And daddy said, hey, Shade, you want to come back to the room? Daddy, me will bow. They will beat sense out of your head. Why would you do it? Even when you don't feel like it's family. I know there are some families where they don't do things. But in most families, African families, you have your job. You remember now when you are growing up, it's either you are washing plates, sweeping the floor, hello, or your assignment is to pour dustbin, if you are the last one. Are you here with me? Or you wash the car. Wash the car. I remember I started washing car in primary school. My hand won't reach it, so I would climb that thing like this. So you have something doing, and you don't complain. Why? Because it's family. The reason you are part of the family is because you belong there. Now, what makes you a family? What makes you a member of that family? What is coming to you back in return? Food. If you are denied food, you say, maybe they are not the one that gave back to me. So your principal thing you are getting in that family is what? Food. In spiritual family, what do you think you are getting? It's food. Spiritual food. That's what the pastor give you. It's my responsibility to cook the food and bring it to you. It's your responsibility to fight something to do. Either you sweep, you join the sound unit, you know something about sound. You sit down there complaining that the way the sound is doing. Go there, my friend, and serve. And the serving God is beautiful because there are things in return. It's a covenant relationship. Nobody serves God for fun. So the anointing is coming upon you today. Beautiful. But one of the things you must decide in 2020, even though you've not been doing nothing before, in this year, find a unit in church to join. If you don't know what to do, walk up to the assistant pastors and ask them, what can I do? They will ask you certain questions. You can function here. Find something doing. Find something doing. The few people that are doing things that need to be done, if they don't do it, you won't be able to sit down this morning. If we have people that clean the church, sweep the whole place, make it clean. And even after they finished cleaning, came this morning, there's Amatan everywhere, dust. And few people that arrive early still have to clean all the chairs and make this place comfortable for you. What if we left it for you to come? So that you can have a sense of, some people are actually working. By the time you come and you sit with your wife on chair and you gather dust, then it will dawn on you, some people actually are doing. You know, there's a way you get to a place and you're like, yeah, those chairs clean themselves. Everything is just set. The sound sets itself. No, people walk. People walk around the clock sometimes. People are walking every time to make sure a structure is established and to help us to give you the best, to have a good environment to listen to the word. Not that you are listening to the word and then FM radio is jamming this frequency and then you are hearing Fuji in the midst of the service. Some people are doing all of that. So service. So let me ask your neighbor, find somewhere to serve. Tell your neighbor, find somewhere to serve. Ask your neighbor, are you serving already? Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, the way I see your face, you are so gifted. Do something for God. Instead of going to church and praying, God, show me my wife, show me my wife. Serve. When you are serving, one sister will notice you. Ah, this brother, this is the kind of brother I want to marry in my life. See how busy he is. Are you following? How do you think I got my wife? It's through service now. But that wasn't my motive. Let me go and serve to get a wife. No, you serve God, then God gives you a wife. You can't serve God and God will not serve you. So I didn't go with the motive, but honestly, I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying. I stand before God. I served with all my life. And I didn't know I was going to be a pastor. I wasn't a pastor, I was nothing. I was just a brother. Before people arrive, I would have swept the whole place while I was on campus. Swept the place. Sisters are supposed to sweep. By the time they come, there's no need to sweep. Okay, I've done everything. I arrange the benches, get cardboard and do some drawing, paste it on the wall, bring my deck from my room to record. I was just doing all those things. And God compensated me with a beautiful wife. Glory! If I have not served, I'm not sure. Because, you see, I'm fine now. Then, I was not fine. According to the definition of fine. Even me, I know. You don't need to tell me. Just as some of you are not fine now. You'll be fine later. Some of you think you are fine now. Okay. In 10 years, after a decade, check yourself and compare. 10 years, you see, yay! Are you following me? But because I serve, God ensured. God told her, it's not about fine. That man is a man of destiny. He's going somewhere. Complete. Are you following me? That's how it works. He laid hands on her, she was slain in the spirit. While serving. And how did I get to that point that I would lay hands? Because I'm not a pastor. How did I get to the point to lay hands on people? I wasn't a pastor. I was not ordained. The pastor of this fellowship was not going to be around. He told the assistant pastor to handle fellowship. That one said, okay, fellowship time came. Sister Ify, that's her name. Sister Ify said she cannot face people again. Ha. You are the one. Pastor says, I say you cannot face people. How can I stand before people? He said, I should please help her. Eh? I've never preached in my life. What am I going to say? But she was saying that I sense God's anointing coming upon me. So I went there and I had a strange instruction. I wasn't a pastor. I had a strange instruction to lay hands. So, and I know the protocol. So I was not going to do that. So I told the assistant pastor, so this is what I feel God is asking us to do. She said, go ahead and do it. So she said, as we do it, I began to lay hands. Something strange began to happen. So I was laying hands on them. It was the first time ever. So laying hands on them, they were just dropping one by one. Over 50 people. Over 50 people. People standing on their feet at the end of the day, they were now up to two or three, including myself. Everybody was not followed, slain in the spirit, including that sister. So by the time the proposal came, it was the hand of the Lord, she said. All this one that sisters are refusing you are not anointed. There is no oil. The angel has no oil. You think it's by perfume. This is not perfume. Tell your neighbor, go and serve. Don't delay your marital destiny. Serve. I'm telling you right now, go and serve. There's something about marriage and serving. Because if you hear the story of most people, they will tell you, I'm telling you the truth, most couples, they will tell you, it is while I was doing this, it's while I was doing that. And in a strange way, sisters, beware of people who counsel you in church. In a very, very strange way, people that are helping ladies. As in genuinely, the ladies just came, I don't know what you think, what's your advice? And he's just helping. Sometimes, the lady is even presently in another relationship, but things are not working. And the guy is just helping now to advise. They will end up marrying. So sisters, if you don't like a brother, don't go for counseling. Service. Come on, say service. As you are rejoicing and laughing and excited, that is how you rejoice all through 2020. Amen. You will not have reason to cry. Amen. You will not be stranded this year. Amen. God will honor you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The second thing, H, is for what? Hour. I told us last year, I told us during the watch night service, it's something we are all committed to. How many of us have started? You should blend it to it if you have not started. And that is to pray in the spirit 1 hour a day. So somebody says, oh, pastor, I've not even done 5 minutes. It doesn't really mean. So when you start, if you are starting for the first time, there might be struggles here and there. You might even sleep off and doze off, but don't stop. And the scripture is very simple. Jesus Christ was at the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he told the disciples, please, can you watch for me for 1 hour? 1 hour is a minimum for every believer. You can do 2, 3, 4 if you have the time, but do 1 hour at least. I've started that for some time now. The beauty of it is unexplainable. You begin to glide. You enter into what I call rhythms of grace. Doors begin to open of their own accord. You wouldn't need to go to the mountain for any special prayer. The reason you go to the mountain is because you don't pray for 1 year. Now you need something, you go and pray. And God is not an extra tire that you keep in the boot, and whenever you have flat tire, then you bring it out. That's not God. God wants a consistent relationship. And one of the ways to do that is to do 1 hour a day. So you wake up 5 o'clock normally, decide to wake up 4 a.m. You have your alarm, set it. And when you want to pray, don't lie down to pray, stand up. Your body will react, your body will say no, but stand up all the same. But you wouldn't have done up to 5 minutes before you are awake. If you listen to your body the first 5 minutes, you go back to sleep. Because your body tells you, you can't do it. But your spirit will tell you, you can do it. 1 hour. Come on, say 1 hour.
1 hour.
1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour. I'm very much persuaded that there's a connection. There's a deep connection between praying consistently and having miracles in your life effortlessly. For example, the day I was going to do that fellowship, I was going to pray and lay hands on people. And it began, there was a manifestation of the power of God. On that day, it was a lecture-free day for me. So I was indoors. And for no reason, the Holy Spirit told me, go and pray. For what? I didn't know. So I went to pray, and I prayed for 4 hours, nonstop. What I was praying for, I don't know. I never knew I was generating power for what is going to happen in the evening. They have not told me I would take the fellowship. Nobody has told me anything. But it's always good to listen. If I had not listened and prayed, I would still have done what I want to do. Maybe there won't be a move of the Spirit like it was. So there's something about praying. He said, pray in the Holy Ghost. In where is that scripture? Can you find it for me? Jude verse 20. Can you, Jude verse 20. Jude has only one chapter. Jude verse 20, quickly. Can you get it for me? Jude verse 20. Okay, let me go on before they get it. So that scripture tells us, building up your most holy faith, by what? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what you do. But ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You have Amplify. Amplify version. Take a look at what Amplify says. But you beloved, build yourself or founded in your most holy faith, make progress. Come on, say make progress.
Make progress.
So there's something about making progress, rising like an edifice, higher and higher, by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. So you do one hour every day. What are you doing? You are building the edifice of your destiny. Just like you are arranging a build. How do you build an edifice? It's block by block, isn't it? Block by block. Put cement, block by block, until the thing is standing. It says when you are praying the Holy Ghost, you are building the edifice of your destiny. You are addressing things in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You are addressing things about your children, about your home. Are you following me here? I have a history of uncles in my family. I'm not saying this to spite them. God sees my heart. But to give you an illustration. I have a history of uncles who have problem giving birth. No issues. 10, 15, 20, 30, no issues. Till now. So, I was preparing for wedding. The devil came full blast. Told me, said, you will never be able to father children. And the fear was founded because it's all around me. I never told my wife. I never did. Because I understood the principle then, fear. Once there is fear, there is trouble. What did I do? Praying in the Holy Ghost. I began to address it. And for you to know that there was a battle, my wife's first pregnancy, it just came down. It was confirmed pregnant, everything just came down. I said, Then I intensified my prayer. As soon as the devil starts coming with those confessions, you know what? You have to know how to engage the forces of the spirit. As soon as the devil came with that fear, I knew what I need is faith. I've read Kenneth Copeland's book, where there's faith, there can be fear. Where there's fear, there won't be faith. You can use faith to chase that fear. So I thought, how can I build faith? Confession. So every time that thought is coming, I will read out the scripture. My wife is a fruitful vine by the size of my house. My children like olive plants round about my table. And I will visualize seeing my children around my table. Are you following me? Then I wrote out the scripture and gave it to my wife. Because I don't know where the devil wants to attack from. Is he from her side or from my own side? Whichever side you are coming from, you got to take care of it. So I gave her to you. I said, this particular scripture, you must confess it every day. And she did. So I'm coupled with prayer, we'll go on the field because we attended the same school and pray. Days, sometimes vigils on the school field. We're just praying. And just praying. What are we doing? Make progress. The progress you'll ever have in this physical world begins in the realm of the spirit. So we say it's a year of supernatural speed. And what comes to mind is you are running or flying or moving at a high speed. You are making progress. It begins with praying in the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Come on, say 1 hour a day. If you're a member of this family, I want you to join the train. So that when we start sharing testimonies, you'll share your own as well. Are you here with me?
Yes, sir.
1 hour a day. 1 hour a day. It's very simple. By the time you do it if you stay consistent before the end of January, 21 days, it becomes part of you. 1 hour a day. Wake up in the morning. Told my wife, wake up. Every morning, wake up. Get up. One hour. Come on, start. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Before we go and do our family devotion, wake up. Come on, 1 hour. So I'm praying. I walk to the sitting room, I'm praying. I walk back to the room, I'm praying. If I walk back and she's doing her prayer on the bed, I say, no, get up. 1 hour, come on. 1 hour, pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Don't live your life carelessly in 2020. Where all you care about is Instagram and Facebook. Checking pictures. Slaying pictures. Doing your tongue like that. There's more to it. Are you following me? Tell the neighbor, don't be lazy. See, I'm telling you things that are going to work. I could have just anointed you and charged you up and go. But that's not complete. I'm telling you things you have to do. Are you following me? My time is almost up. Give me that diagram again. I'm going to rush it through, but next week I'll go slowly again so that we get it. O is obedience. Come and say obedience. Obedience. Whatever God asks you to do, do it. Whatever God asks you to do, whatever God asks you to do, whatever God asks you to do, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. One particular year, still under my pastor then. Any new thing I get, God will tell me, give it to your pastor. Ha! I wasn't enjoying, I wasn't having a nice time. My wife got this phone that somebody sent to her. Beautiful phone. Nokia phone then, sliding. I mean, beautiful phone worth close to 200,000 at that time. She had not used it for 3 days. God spoke to her. Give it as a seat to your pastor. Pastor already asked now. I got this suit. Oh my God. Beautiful suit. I was showing my pastor, so in case he wants to buy. God said, I got like 5. I was showing in case he wants to buy. As I was showing, God said, keep him. Let him pray for you. No, I drove back home a little bit sad that day. She won't call her mama. I had a computer at home and a printer and a laminator, had all those things. And was struggling with a desktop in church. And I kept my stuff at home. I said, this one is not a seed. This one is not a seed. This is a seed. I said, am I the owner of the ministry? Will I kill myself? This one is not a seed. And one day, as I was in church, I was working on CorelDRAW and I was trying to export a particular design. 15 minutes. 10%. God spoke to me. He said, in order for your destiny not to move as it is going, go and carry your computer now. And when God speaks to me, my hands are down. I don't give emotionally. But I give when I hear God. So I went to carry everything and gave it. And most of the things I get, God was just saying, give, give, give. Then one day, about 4 or 5 months after, this pastor, my pastor then, invited him to come and preach at our branch, sat beside me, looked over to me and said, somebody's going to give you a car today. I said, okay. 1 hour later, in that service, somebody gave me a car key, said, this car belongs to you. I was really humbled that day. When I got home, God spoke to me. He said, when I was asking you to give, I have a harvest in mind. The scripture says, when your cloud is full, it will pour down rain. It's just like you take a cup of water and you're pouring inside that cup. If the cup is not full, it won't drip, it won't fall. But somebody looking far away can be deceived that there is nothing inside the cup. But you that you are pouring, you know you are pouring tithe, offering, first fruit, every Sunday, every Wednesday, but you continue pouring. One day, it will tip. And the thing will spread and fall. Then the harvest comes. He said, when the cloud is full. Now, you don't know which of the seed will cause that tipping. No wonder the Bible says, you shall surely reap if you faint not. The reaping is not done because you sow one time or two times. If you faint not. Do you get that? Very important. Obedience. Whatever God asks you to do, do it. Whatever God asks you to do, do it. Learn to do that. When you get to that point of obedience, God begins to trust you. You want to ask, but God knows all things. Why can't he trust me already? No, he wants you to do it. It's like when that man of God raised a pledge. I wanted to write 200,000 as my sacrifice. I wanted to write 200,000 as my sacrifice. As I was writing it, the Holy Ghost told me, that's not your sacrifice. So I asked, so what's my sacrifice? You know, I mean, I had to cancel that. I said, so what's my sacrifice? He said, your car. Ah. This fine Jeep, I should drop it. And right there on the, I was imagining. So how? So I was going to ask my wife, I said, what are you going to give? I said, God is asking us to give us a cow. He said, that's what came to my mind. Ah. Okay. Obedience. If I tell you what that singular obedience has unleashed over my life right now, you won't believe it. And it has not yet started. I was when the harvest come, you see. And they say, all these pastors, they are stealing and offering. No, they are giving. Are you following me? Obedience. No, but the next one is you. And that's utterances. Come on, say with me, utterances. Utterances. That's what you say with your mouth. Your words, your proclamations have to line up with your expectations. If it's a year of supernatural speed, then you want to make sure you don't say wrong things. In the realm of the spirit, your mouth is your mind. You have to say the right words. Get negative language off your life. I'm sick. I'm dying. I'm suffering. It's hard for me. Get those vocabularies out of your system. Say the right words. Because you can do this and do this and do this and do this. And then use your confession to negate everything. When you sow a seed in the ground, plant money in the ground, this is why some people don't receive. You plant a seed, for example, let's say you sow a seed of 50,000. Now, as you are going on, if we see harvest, we will not see, we don't know. You are negating your seed. You see, the role that moisture and water plays in the farming process to help the seed is what your words play. That's when you move to the wall and you talk to the wall, it will gather moisture. Your words are that powerful. So you don't negate what you have planted by wrong words. Kenneth Hagin had a vision sometimes back many years ago before he died, around 1950s. And Jesus appeared to him in a vision, and Jesus was talking to him. And Jesus Christ said, the problem with my people, my children, is that rather than say what they want to happen, they are talking about what is happening. There are two different things. Stop talking about what's going on in your life right now. Talk about what you are expecting to happen. Stop verbalizing the afflictions you are going through. Rather declare, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. So you is utterances. T is what? Tithe. Towards the end of the year, God spoke to us, and I told everybody in the church that we are moving to 2020. Make a commitment not to miss your tithe once. We made it easy for everybody. You don't have to get to church to pay tithes. You can make transfers on your phone. That way you won't be tempted. Because most people actually want to pay tithes. But before Sunday, you now use it to entertain visitors. It's dangerous. Now, you give offerings, but you pay tithes. What's the difference? God is asking for tithes. He said, bring it to me. So somebody's asking, so is it God that will spend it? No! Who is going to spend it? The church. For what? Look around you. You can see them. You can see where the tithe is going. Each of these lights is 50,000. One. That's where it's going. The chairs you sit on. Or else we'll have put it on the flyer. As you are coming, bring your chair. No, it will be easy like that. Just bring one chaplain. Expenses go into all of that to make things easy for us. If you have somebody pay tithe of 3 million naira today, next week Sunday, you see 10 ACs here. Believe you me. If we have another tithe of 2.5 million, you see 100 kV generator right at the back there. That's where the money is going to. Are you following me here? So everybody make that commitment this year. Someone say, but I don't believe in tithe. Okay. God knows there will be people like that, that won't believe. So this is what God said in the book of Malachi. He said, try me and see. So you don't believe in tithe, you don't want to pay tithe. Cool. I'm not fighting. I don't have trouble with that. But let's follow that scripture. Not even for the whole year, for 6 months. Try and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and say, and pour you down a blessing. He said a blessing, not blessings. Is it that God will pour money down from heaven? No. What will God pour down? Idea. Idea that will rule your world. Idea that will take you forward. And let me tell you, the idea you need right now to move forward, to advance in your life, you may not even know it. But God can give you that idea. Are you following me? That happened to me as an individual. I mean, it happened to me. I saw what it means to pay tithes, and God opened the windows of heaven and pour you down a blessing. And I'll summarize it because my time is up. Let me summarize it for you. Prior to 2010, I didn't know anything about how to design websites. The only thing I know to do online is to read newspapers. I've not heard the word blog. And then God spoke to me. He said, I want you to start a blog and start putting your devotionals there. But the problem was that I didn't have enough money then to pay somebody to design a website. So what did God do? He opened the heavens and poured the idea into me. I went online, read a couple of things. People of God, in 3 days, I could design. Argue stubbornly and stay stubbornly. I will not pay tithe. He said, just try me. So why don't you make up your mind? This is January. For the next few months, say like June, July, just begin to try God. It's just a tenth. It won't harm you. Just a tenth of your income. You have 100 naira, your tithe is your 10, is 10 naira. You have 1,000, your tithe is 100 naira. Bring it to church. Drop it. Transfer it. He said, try me. And see. And that's the word I will leave with you. If you are doubting, try God. And see the progress in your life as you begin to obey. Did you get that at all? But for us in Shout of Grace Center, the workers, we all agree, we all made up our mind. Never to miss our tithe this year. Why? I really want us blessed. I want us to move forward. I want to dedicate cars, houses. Are you following me? Great things will happen in your direction. That will be your experience in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, I've got to close here. We have 20 minutes more and we need to do anointing service and also do our Thanksgiving. 4 Sundays is always Thanksgiving time. So we're going to dance some and appreciate God in our lives, being the first Sunday of the year. But before we go into Thanksgiving, I want to pray for us. I spoke to us, send it on our WhatsApp page, that we should bring an anointing oil. If you didn't bring, it's okay. You can bring it later. We'll still pray on it. But I'm going to pray right now. Can you show me the prophetic declaration we used during watch night service? I want you to declare these words into your life. Let's rise on our feet. And then we're going to come forward. Ushers will bring us forward set by set. And I'm going to pray and anoint us. People of God, listen to me carefully. The anointing of God will not do any magic without you obeying some of these things I'm pointing out to us. What the anointing of God will do, it rests upon your efforts. Let's have those declarations. Can we say in 2020, I receive the grace to become a sower? Is this prayer or declaration? I said declarations. Those are declarations. Okay, beautiful. In 2020, I receive the grace to become a sower. Begin to pray that. Come on. We're going to move very fast. The grace to become a sower. Number two, quickly. We're going to move fast. In 2020, receive the maximum harvest in the name of Jesus. Come on, declare that. I receive maximum harvest in 2020. Go on, fast. In 2020, you will wax great. Greatness is your portion this year. Mando Shakarina Zaba. Come on, talk to God. In 2020, you will go forward. You will go forward. There will not be delay in your life. You are moving forward. You are rising. In 2020, you will grow exponentially. Your bank accounts will grow. Your business will grow. The works of your hands will grow. In 2020, you will grow until you become great. Greatness is your portion in 2020. Come on, declare it. Marabo Shaha. Jemande Suzini Gasha. In 2020, you will hear God. Your ears will be opened. Every spiritual deafness is cursed. Nembara Shokate Baha. In 2020, God will be with you. Declare it into your life. God will be with you. God will be with me. In 2020, God himself will teach you to profit. He will teach you to profit. Lebara dosaka baha. Embru shinando saya baba baba. Re bo sakalaba. Je baranando sina. Baba. Go on. Mandele bo saha. You will not be distracted this year. Anende sula mandala balaka dido sigalaba. Je brando sha kakagaga do sa baba. Je mbarushi na 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 na. Aranda ya baba. Aramandele bo sagande de desa. Aramandala bo shina ne ne nesa. Arbo shina na na mandele bo sha. Arabago zene malikali ba. Mandele de. Aramandele de bo sha. Aramandele bo sha. Yene de. Aramandele brokoto zina deza brando shia. Ambronda denda donda ga dende dada. Irabago shalaba de. Re. Ala baba kuzina suza basaba. Je de. Raba dada duzi zasaba. Ele de. Come on, go on. Receive the grace for staying power in the name of Jesus. Go on. 2020, the hand of the Lord comes upon you. The hand of the Lord comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Go on. You will get the best of God's favor and blessing effortlessly. The best of God's favor and blessing. This is your year of divine acceleration. Every of God's blessing will come speedily in the name of Jesus. In 2020, supernatural speed is your Lord. Ratado sakada balaba. In 2020, you will not be weighed down. Speed is your Lord. In the name of Jesus, you will walk upon your high places. In 2020, abarabagadaba. 1 Samuel chapter 10, quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 1. Come on, talk to God. Declare blessings of God into your year. Oh yes, this year will be glorious for you. Every affliction that has happened in the past year will not arise again. We cause the spirit behind every infirmity, every sickness, every disease. Mandola barusha nadaha. In Jesus' name we pray. 1 Samuel 10:1, then Samuel took a vial of oil. Rabando shaka. Zenda la barashtaha. And he poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? I declare over you this morning, as the oil is coming upon your head, you become a captain in your sphere of influence, in the name of Jesus. Arabadosi Gadabaha. Verse 2. When thou art departed from me today, just as when you start living here today from this service, he said, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin. They will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek, they are found. In the name that is above every other name, I declare everything you have lost in the last 10 years, in this year 2020, there is restoration in the name of Jesus. In verse 3, he said, thou shalt go on forth from thence. From today I declare, as the oil come upon you, you are going forward in the name of Jesus. That verse 3 says, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel. One carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you, verse 4. They will give you two loaves of bread and you shall receive of their hands. I declare in the name of Jesus, in 2020, men will give unto you. In the name of Jesus, supernatural supply is your Lord. Where you are not expecting from, they will give unto you. Promotions will come unto you. New jobs will come unto you. Marital settlement is your portion. They will see you and they will salute you. In the name of Jesus. These things are real. That was the testimony I was sharing with you earlier on. The guy met me. I don't know him. He said he knows me. I entered this car. He packaged a large amount of money to an envelope. Gave it to me. They will salute you. Loaves of bread. Wine. What is represent is constant supply. That will be your portion in 2020. In 2020, you will not be stranded. Leka bakatamando sakarina no sava karisa. Ebranuzi na kadabadezi na kalabara. Rando si alagre da dusi abaha. Verse 5. And thou shalt come to the hill of God. Where is the garrison of the Philistine? And it shall come to pass when thou art come either to the city, thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high places with a psaltery and a tabret and a harp and a pipe and a harp, and before them they shall prophesy. And the spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into another man. As this year begins, and as the oil comes upon your head, you are turned into another man. If your story has not been pleasant before, we put a stop to that story. We initiate a new story about your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. If it has been a story of lack and insufficiency, we declare by the oil of God coming upon you this morning, it's a new story of prosperity and supply in the name of Jesus. If it has been a story of delay, from this morning, it's a story of supernatural speed in the name of Jesus. If you believe these prophetic utterances, can you shout hallelujah? Verse 7. Let it be when these signs are common to thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. In other words, it is not 2020 that will dictate what happens to you. It is you that will do as occasion serves you. If you feel like traveling to United States, supply will come, visa will come, you will do as occasion serves thee. If you are suddenly tired of jumping into cab, supernaturally, money for car or the car itself will arrange itself for you in the name of Jesus. In 2020, thou shalt do as occasion serve thee. Mando Sakanigaria, by the God of heaven that called me. I didn't call myself. By God that called me. Everything that has been a prayer point, everything that has lingered, everything that seems to be taken forever, there is peace for you now in the name of Jesus. Watch it. Watch it. There will be testimonies. And when you have your testimony, don't hesitate to share it. Look at the last verse. I'm going to stop there. He said in verse 8, and thou shalt go before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings, to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days thou shalt tarry till I come to thee, and you shall know what to do. It is good for you as the year begins to make a sacrifice to God. I'm not raising pledge, don't make it. Because sometimes back we just made sacrifices in the month of November, so a lot of us are involved. But if you are not involved, make a sacrifice to God. Whatever represents sacrifice to your financial wife, give it to God as your first fruit. We'll have first fruit service by the first Sunday of February, but you can send in your first fruit at any time. Give it. You see, you follow the scripture, you see sacrifice there. It's part of the process. Look at me. My sacrifice is on ground. This 2020, oh God, I mean business. And that's what I'm teaching you all I'm doing. 1 hour a day prayer, obedience, and all those things. You put all those things in place, no devil can stop you. No hell. Let all of hell combine their effort, they cannot stop you. Are you following me here? So if you've not made any sacrifice, make a sacrifice. What represents sacrifice for you? It could be your whole month's salary. That's why it's sacrifice. It's painful, but that's why it's sacrifice. You give it to God as your first fruit and see what God will do in your life. Somebody here with me. There's no time to hear testimonies about testimonies. Ushers, can you bring them forward? My hands are just a point of contact, but I want you to know that it's the hand of the Lord that is coming upon you. Put that scripture there. As I lay hands on you, you look at that scripture and take that scripture in. You take it in. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and outran the chariots. Give me that scripture. More people, up to this place. I want you to lift up your two hands, everybody, in front as you come, lift up your two hands to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare this oil blessed. You told us that 2020 is a year of supernatural speed, divine acceleration. If you have your oil, lift it up as I pray. We declare this oil blessed. Power of the Holy Spirit, we ask that you use this oil as an avenue to turn people, turn them into another man. As the oil comes upon them, let them be turned into another man. Into the image you have in mind concerning their destiny. as this oil comes upon you, the anointing for supernatural speed comes upon your life. Things that have been slow will suddenly become so fast by the hand of the Lord. Lift your two hands, close your eyes and receive. Once I lay hands on you, you can go back to your seat. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ambrashto krenendo si ala balaba. Embrono susubrakatatatata. Thank you, Jesus. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed is your portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The anointing for supernatural speed comes upon your life in the name of Jesus. May the masakedush nenemosuze supernatural speed in your home and your family. Mendala barashta supernatural speed. Yes, yes, yes. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. Your business goes to another level in the name of Jesus. Speed. Thank you, Jesus. Speed. Speed.
I will
speak. Ambranundo si kalamande susu finished.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Your blessing
comes upon your life. Supernatural speed. Thank you, Jesus. Let it come. Holy Ghost, do your work. Speed, speed, speed. Speed. Fresh oil over your life. Your ministry, speed.
You're moving in.
Speed. Speed in every area.
I worship you.
In your marital life. Speed.
I worship you.
Thank you, Jesus. Speed. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at Keke Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.